What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. This morning brings a bucket list interview. When I saw the name come through my email, it was a definite yes. A versatile and capable presence in Hollywood whose producing and directing credits have kept him a very busy man and attached to iconic projects since the early 90s. You will know his name, attached to Cliffhanger, Die Hard 2, Deep Blue Sea and Cutthroat Island, The Long Kiss Goodnight, Driven, Mindhunters. Switching over to television, 12 Rounds, Burn Notice, White Collar, Covert Affairs, and Skip Trace. He has got an amazing current project, The Bricklayer, available on digital now and in select theaters. With a stellar cast, Aaron Eckhart, Nina Dobrev, Tim Blake Nelson, and the amazing Clifton Collins Jr., who's been active since the early 90s. Please welcome iconic producer and director, Rennie Harlan. Rennie, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Josh. That was the most incredible introduction I've ever had. That was music to my ears. Thank you so much.
Hey, my friend, it is a pleasure for me to be able to provide you that music. And I want to start this morning by just expressing my immense gratitude and thanks. I'm probably never going to get this opportunity again. I just got to say thank you, sir, for everything that you've given us in your career, everything that you've directed and produced. You've given us some great stuff that has got infinite watchability. So I want to first start by saying thank you for that.
Thank you, Josh. That's very, very kind of you. And I am sure we're going to have a chance to talk again. I'm making more movies. I have more movies coming out all the time. So I'm there. You know, if you want to talk to me next time, I'm there.
Oh, my friend, I would love it. And Rennie, again, I just got to compliment you. Bricklayer, I cannot wait to have that kept in my library in all of its 4K goodness. My friend, just talk to me about the cast. You really assembled some big names, some very reputable names, and Aaron Eckhart. Let me just start there. Leading your cast, main character Steve Vail. What a get for you. It had to be fun for you to work with Aaron.
Absolutely. I love this script. When I received it, it was like a wet dream for a director to do your spy movie, do your take on the James Bond genre. And I needed a good actor. The Steve Vail character, the bricklayer, is a very complex guy. And I needed a good dramatic actor for it. So I went for Aaron. He was my first choice. And he loved the script. He said, I'm in. I knew that he's a physical guy also. He lives in Montana on a ranch, does all the work on the ranch himself. He's a guy who is not afraid of some bad weather or some you know, tough work. And I just had a great time working with him. He's not one of those actors who is going to show up in the morning and say, oh, I reworked the whole scene overnight, and here's the new dialogue. He was the opposite. I met with him, and he said, I love the script. Can we say that we're not going to change anything? Because I want to play just like this. I want to do my preparation and be ready for everything, from the dialogue to all the big fight sequences. And he prepped for months. He prepared for it, and he trained, and he was like a dancer with the action. He was just able to, you know, take down 12 guys in a row without a break, and that made it really fun. Great guy to work with. I just completed a second movie with him. I love working with him.
And let me ask you as well, because you've got this larger than life lead character, and Aaron is a presence in his own right. You've got to match that equally with a villain. What led you to Clifton Collins Jr.? You look at Clifton's resume, he's been in the business and acting with all these projects as long as you have been in Hollywood as well. What led you to Clifton and to match him up with Aaron?
Well, Clifton and I have been friends for a long time. We did a movie many, many years ago called The Mindhunters. And I just, you know, I had been watching him for many years. You know, he's such an amazing actor, so versatile, so interesting, so weird. So when I thought about the villain, I thought, you know, Clifton could really make this into something special, because the story is very complicated. It's Aaron's and Clifton's characters used to be best friends. Their families were together. They were very, very close. But then some horrible things happened, and now, as life would have it, they end up on the opposite sides of the table, and Aaron has to go after his best friend for reasons that you will find out when you watch the movie. So Clifton was just a perfect guy for this part, because he, you know, he's not going to be your cardboard cutout bad guy, but he's much more, and he makes you actually care for the villain instead of just hating the villain.
Now, I had seen some written reviews online, and just love kind of scanning and going through other people's opinion and what they saw. And one of the best things about it is a lot of high praise was coming your way about the scale, the locations, the visceral combat scenes, and also what is really neat, I haven't seen this anywhere else, but Aaron's use of a brick trowel, which he uses to great effect more than once in the movie. But I just want to ask about that real quick. And of course, shooting over in Greece, you picked a very beautiful location, and it translated well in your movie.
Yes. Believe it or not, the movie was originally written to take place in Berlin. And when I read it, I said, like, I feel like there's been so many movies that take place in Berlin, and Berlin feels kind of gray and a little depressing. And I said, why don't we set this up in an environment that is warm and beautiful and somewhat exotic? And, you know, we chose Greece. And I really set out to make that country and make the city of Thessaloniki really feel like a character in the movie. And thank you for your compliments. I wanted the locations to look incredible. I wanted the photography to look beautiful. I wanted this to be the kind of movie that I grew up watching, the movies that I loved, that were visual, that beautiful, that were location specific. And it feels like you really do a journey to another world when you watch this movie and experience this movie. I'm really happy with the results, and really, really proud of the movie.
Well, Rennie Harlan, I just want to say we're right at your out here at 57. You've got a very busy tour this morning. The Bricklayer, it is currently out on digital. Everybody needs to bring this home, and you need to keep your library well-rounded with Rennie's films. I am one of those fans. Rennie, thank you for the time. I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your tour this morning. And my friend, I hope to talk to you again, and I look forward to the upcoming movies. You've given us so much. Massive fan here in Missouri, my friend.
Thank you, Josh, and my best regards to all the fans there in Missouri. I promise we will talk soon again.
You bet, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your tour this morning, and thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.